Hello, and welcome to the 10th episode of the Liberating Podcast.
Yay. 10. It only feels like 100.
I'm Will.
And I'm not. And hot. On my bot.
That's very nice when we're getting it. So, should we start this off now with a theme tune or something?
No. Straight on to it, because people are waiting. Aren't you, listener? Are you there, listener? Listener?
Yes. So, starting off with La News. TARDIS, you may have heard this already, but I thought this was pretty cool. TARDIS satellite to be launched, like a TARDIS replica in space. How cool is that?
But what are you actually going to do with it?
Scare the astronauts.
Okay. Well, why not? You know, it's not my money they're burning. Ha ha.
I think that would be a pretty cool idea to have like a TARDIS satellite, but that's my opinion.
Okay.
Do you have a piece of news?
Well, there isn't any news really, is there? It's all rumours still. It's lost episodes left, right, and centre, but that seems to have died a death a bit. I don't think we're going to get any, to be honest.
Shame.
You know, it's who's the Doctor of the Week? Apparently now it's definitely not going to be announced till
November.
November, you said, yes.
Well, yeah, because
it'll leak out before then, I guarantee you.
Yeah. Well, on the Proms last night, they said we want to know who the new Doctor's going to be, and said, shame, you have to wait another 4 months to find out. So, and now I have a theory.
Oh, Lord.
So,
theory.
I thought of this
theory.
The other day.
He's got a theory. It's a theory time. Today. What is your theory?
Well, John Hurt, right, you know, came up as the Doctor, but Matt Smith, the 11th Doctor, said that he did not do something in the name of the Doctor, so I reckon
I thought he did do something in the name of the Doctor. What he did was for sanity, but not in the name of the Doctor.
Exactly.
I've only seen the episode twice. That was enough. Anyway, no ranting. No, that was last, but no ranting.
Oh, no. Straitjacket!
Dreadful episode. I don't know why people love it so much. Sorry.
But my theory is to do with the fact that...
I'll stick with the Rings of Akabilk. I love it. It's mine. All mine.
Well, I'm thinking that there is another Doctor that we haven't seen before Matt Smith.
Really?
I reckon there is another Doctor in between Paul McGann and Christopher Eccleston that they just haven't told us about.
But everyone's saying that.
Exactly. I'm not done yet.
What?
Well, that's not John Hurt. I'm thinking that John Hurt would make... Because that would make Matt Smith the 12th incarnation of the Doctor, yeah? Yeah? Right, so John Hurt would be the next incarnation, and you could pass it off as the half, and he's the Valiard.
Who?
John Hurt.
But if you're going to have the Valiard, no offence to John Hurt, just get Michael Jeaston back. The man's a perfectly good actor. He's more than able to do it, and I'm sure he'd be willing to do it. If, you know, he's done
awesome.
Big finishes, so come on.
We're watching that next week, aren't we? Trying to turn up, you know, because
you know, I mean, yeah, John Hurt's a good actor, but if it is going to be the Valiard, I don't know
Michael
if it is.
Jason.
I mean, I think it's still an interim Doctor. I think that's why he's got Christopher Eccleston's jacket on for a start.
Yeah, well.
But we'll find out. Probably won't be anything half as interesting, to be honest. But yeah, if you're going to bring back the Valiard, you know, let's have Michael Jaston back doing it. Why not? Let's have a bit of a throwback. You know, I have to say that so far this year, I think one of the things that has really annoyed me is just the lack of respect to the old series we're getting for this 50th year. Not just in Doctor Who, but just on, you know, in general.
Well,
unless they're sort of waiting for a big sort of media storm in November, but it would be nice to have a few things trickling out before. There we are. I'm starting to rant again.
Deep breaths, and relax. Right, well, speaking of the classic series, here's something that we both have a little bit of respect for. Voyager. Would you like to explain what Voyager is to the lovely people?
Well, Voyager is a graphic novel collection of the comic strips that used to run in Doctor Who Monthly around the time, well, probably just before and during the time of Colin Baker, which would have been 84...
86.
And they are very good. Especially the initial ones, which are written by Steve Parkhouse, who wrote for the Doctor Who comic strip for a good few years. And his stuff is absolutely wonderful. It's mad, it's epic, with a capital E. But at the same time, it's still very Doctor Who-ish. And speaking for myself, I wish that, you know, I know that Doctor Who wouldn't be able to do on the stories on the scale of the comic strips on telly, but I think it would have been nice if the character of the Doctor was a bit more like the character of the Sixth Doctor in the comic strips, you know, because I think that would have been quite awesome.
Yeah, because he was really
and there's, you know, there is just a level of madness to some of it that is just wonderful, and I think it's a very underrated part of the show's history, and I think some of these comic strips, like Tide of Time, Voyager, I think a lot of these strips should be sort of seen in the same way that people look at some of the classic 2000 AD strips, some of the classic Warrior strips, some of the stuff that, say, Alan Moore has done in his early days. You know, it really, I think, deserves more of a reappraisal.
Yeah, like the stories in Voyager, I thought were all really good, especially the mostly the four Steve Parkhouse ones. That was Shapeshift, Voyager, Polyglot, Once Upon a Time, Lord Walking, Funhouse, Cage Story, April Story, The Warrior Story, and Frobisher Story. I love Frobisher. He's awesome.
Though I think Alan McKenzie wrote some of them as well.
Yeah, well, Alan McKenzie wrote Wargame and Funhouse, and then the four.
But yeah, I mean, if you haven't read it, you know, they're all available in graphic novels. You can pick them up quite cheaply on Amazon and stuff. And they're well worth a read. They really are.
Yeah.
And even the preceding ones, Tide of Time, Mayan Legion, there's some really nice little stories in there.
Yeah.
All we need is a big graphic novel collection of all the backup stories, like Black Legacy, the Autumn
Dark
ones. Oh, those would be awesome.
Absalom Dark.
4D War. Throwback, Soul of a Cyberman.
That sounds interesting, just for that, Soul of a Cyberman.
Crotan.
Right,
the Cyberman with a soul, who later became a companion of the Eighth Doctor in the comic strips for a while.
Yeah. Is that just going to be like a regular monster or something that they have in it?
And certainly speaking for myself, you know, when these strips started coming out in what used to be the old Doctor Who Weekly, I mean, it was a real breath of fresh air, because up until then, the only Doctor Who comic strips you'd seen were in the old TV comic, which were, well, a little bit bland, to say the least. I mean, some of them were so bad. I mean, they were just old comic strips from the 60s and 70s that featured Patrick Troughton, William Hartnell, or John Pertwee, that were just drawn over to give him curly hair, to make him look a little bit more like Tom Baker. Just quite incredible when you think about it. But the level of storytelling was very basic. So when Marvel came along and sort of started off with the Iron Legion, you know, it was just, wow, this is this is like nothing we'd seen before. And I think after that, the strip went strength to strength. And like I said, I think it definitely needs more love. It needs more respect. It needs to be, you know, they are classics.
Well, after I finished that collection over like a week period, I got to the next collection, which is the first collection with the fourth Doctor there, called Iron Legion. And I read the first two stories, Iron Legion and City of the Damned. I'm going to review them now. I thought they were very, very good. Because they have new stories that we haven't really thought of, especially City of the Damned. Because you said that was supposed to be a TV idea, wasn't it?
Well, apparently it was pitched, I think. I'm sure I read somewhere that it was pitched originally as a television idea. And, you know, it does have you know, elements that could work. It would, you know, I don't think, you know, it would have been anywhere on the scale of the comic strip. But yeah, it's got some interesting ideas, and yeah, I like them. And the artwork by Dave Gibbons, who went on to sort of do Watchmen and loads of other well-respected stuff, is well worth a look.
Yeah. Out of all of them that I've read, I've still got to say Voyager is my favourite.
I like Voyager, but I do have to admit, I do have a very strong liking for his fifth Doctor story, Tide to Time.
I love that one as well. I'm talking about the ones that I've just written now.
Yeah.
But yeah, Tide to Time is awesome as well. When I get onto Dragon's Claw and Tide to Time, I'll be reviewing those as well.
Dragon's Claw was awesome as a kid, I got to be honest. Mostly because of the twist halfway through.
See, that makes me want to just finish Iron Legion now. Right. So, do you have anything you'd like to review?
Well, I haven't really seen a lot, to be honest, except for maybe Man of Steel.
Oh, yes.
Yeah. Went to see Man of Steel, and it was good. It wasn't great. It was a little bit overlong, I think. I think the last sort of third is definitely the weakest. But there was some really good stuff in there as well. Some nice performances. But the whole thing's a little bit dour, it's a little bit down. I'd have liked to have seen them have a bit more fun with it. You know, a bit more positive. It's not all dark and moody, it's not Batman. Let's have some fun with it. I mean, Superman is a sort of, you know, he's a very, what's the word I'm looking for, inspirational character. Yes. It's all sort of, wow, look at this, let's sort of be like this guy. He's sending out a, yeah, that's right, role model, sending out a signal to other people how to be. And, you know, let's embrace it. Let's not be ashamed it comes from a comic book and try and make it into a dark drama. But other than that, it was well worth a look.
Yeah, so, a new thing today. Oh, hang on.
We'll do the new feature
first, and then I'll go back into my audio reviews. That'll work then. My new feature is, who have we seen this week? See what I did there? That was good. Right, basically,
it'll be bigger than the microchip.
Basically, we don't have to, but. We just name everybody.
Well, we will, otherwise it won't really be much point to the feature.
Well, whatever. But we watch a lot of TV and a few films, and my new feature is to tell people who we have seen in other stuff today from Doctor Who. So, shall I start?
Can I just point out that this was his idea and not mine?
Yes.
Thank you. We now return you to your show.
Yeah.
So yeah, what?
Do you want me to go first?
Go on then.
I have seen Jenna Louise Coleman in Waterloo Road.
Oh, God.
And she played a really weird character who was attacked and she killed her father.
If you haven't seen Waterloo Road, it's a bit like Grange Hill, but on dopamine.
No, Waterloo Road is very
good. Emphasis on the dope.
It's very good.
It's a dour, horrible little series.
Good.
Just kids being nasty to each other. Dreadful stuff.
It's really good. It's not just about that.
Watch Grange Hill, mate. That's got Mr. Bronson in. He was in Pyramids of Mars, amongst many others.
Yeah, watch Waterloo Road. It's got Mr. Budgie in. He's pretty much like him.
Mr. Budgie? Oh, Budgie lad. There's a reference on many of you again.
Right.
Charlie Endell Esquire. He was in the Revos operation.
Okay. So, have you seen anybody from Doctor Who?
Thingy Bob in Supernatural, who played Canton Delaware III. I can't remember his name. Come on, he's the son of,
See, you can't even remember his name now, can you?
Oh my gosh, he's the son of Ranulph from Hawk the Slayer. Did I mention Hawk the Slayer? Great film.
Okay. Here we go.
I've seen him. I've seen loads of people. There's always loads of people from Doctor Who.
Well, the person from Hawk the Slayer starts his first name is William. Isn't it? No. Oh God.
Well, this is a feature that's going well. Yes, I can't wait to see this. This will be better next week when we're expecting it and we can look out for people. So just bear with us.
Yeah.
Come on, you're not paying for this rubbish. Would you?
How However, if you would, you could press the donate button on our website.
We're not doing that, sorry, no. This is far too shonky to be thrown together.
Oh, yeah. But I can't really think of anybody else apart from Timothy Dalton in Chuck.
That was weeks ago. That didn't count. You can't say, oh, yeah, I saw him about 5 weeks ago. Yeah, he was that guy who played the Cyberman. Anyway, this will be a lot better next week when we've planned for it. Don't you worry. And moving swiftly on. Hello, listener. Are you still there?
If you remember.
And if so, why?
Don't tell them to go away.
I'm not telling them to go away. I'm just wondering why they are, but they haven't already.
You're advising them to go away.
I'm not advising them at all. Please stay.
Thank you. Please stay.
We don't just throw the show together. It just seems that way.
If you remember, a few months ago, I started reviewing the new Eighth Doctor box set of audios, Dark Eyes.
Yay. So now you're expecting people not just to listen to this drivel, but to listen to drivel from the past, and not just listen to drivel from the past, but actually remember it. Possible. Could happen.
I reviewed the first two episodes, and now I'm going to review episode 3 and episode 4. Now, they're all an hour long, and I've got to say, the last two, well, the third one, was definitely my favourite. Because basically it involves what happened to Molly and why she knows the TARDIS. And I'm not going to reveal why, because otherwise I'll be just like a spoiler person, and I don't want to be one of them. But you find out what happened to her when she went missing as a little kid, and what happened to her while that happened, if you get what I'm saying, basically. And then the Doctor and Molly are in this dream-like sort of place after they've been kidnapped and put into this sort of plan to get Molly to destroy the Time Lords. And they've been put in this place where the Daleks, after like 1,000 years of peace, have turned really nice and good. And it's a bit mental, because they were like, I'm a Dalek, sort of thing. I'll put an extract in.
That's me sold.
I'll put an extract in. And basically, she is being attacked, well not attacked, but kidnapped, and to be put in this sort of circular thing with the Doctor. And they're in here with another person from Doctor Who, except he's in Doctor Who, so it doesn't really count. You may recognise him as Dobby. Toby Jones. And you may also recognise him as...
Oh my god! Toby Jones! One of our most respected actors! And what does he use as a reference point for this grand actor of the theatre, film and television? You may know him as Dobby! Forget his award-winning portrayal of Alfred Hitchcock. Yeah, I do apologise, listener.
I don't know what else he's done apart from Dark Eyes, Amy's Choice and Harry Potter.
I'm sure that's the first thing on his CV. Ah, hello, Mr. Jones. Let's see what you've done. Oh, you and Dobby. Well, you've got the job. Yeah, I'm sure he'd be chuffed to bits with that.
I'm sorry, Toby.
I'm sure that's even underneath the blinking mist, mate.
Oh, yeah, he's in the mist as well. You may know him as the supermarket guy.
Jones.
I'm so sorry, Tony Jones, if you're listening to this.
This is Sir Ian McKellen. You may know him as the voice of the snowmen in one episode of Doctor Who. I'm sure that's what got the knighthood. I'm sure he's done other stuff, but I can't really remember offhand.
Oh my god. I'm so sorry. Toby, if for some reason you are listening to this, I really,
this is
Imelda
Staunton,
really,
one of our finest actresses. She once did a computer voice.
Really, really sorry.
Just get on with it.
So Toby Jones is playing Dobby, the Time Lord called
Harry Potter is not close to the Oscars.
See?
Come on, just get on with it.
Cotris, and he is being like sort of helped, but like not being helped by this other guy called Straxus, who then turns out to have like some connection, but I'm not going to reveal that either, because that's really cool. If you want to go and get Dark Eyes, it's really weird.
Yeah, sounds great.
It is. You haven't listened to it yet. So
it's
going to
be bigger than the Atom. Okay. I will at some point.
So then in the fourth episode... The fourth episode involves them going to a planet.
How many episodes are there? I'd like to go home at some point. Right, come on.
So the fourth episode involves them Molly and the Doctor going to this planet where regeneration is impossible.
Alright, I think that's enough without giving it away. Right, why did you enjoy it?
Because I thought that it was a really good new lease of life after what happened to Lucy Miller.
What was the best thing about it?
I don't know. The direction, the story, and the performance.
What would you give it out of five?
Five.
There we are. Fantastic. Go listen to it if you want to.
Ruth Bradley was really good as well.
Okay, a bit
rant. Tell her that you'll tell them something that you might know her from, apart from Primeval. Because I thought if I say Primeval, then you'd be like, well, you were...
Well, if she's been in Primeval, chances are she probably hasn't been in much else, so it probably don't count. And she certainly hasn't been in a lot since.
Well, that's because she's been recording Darkness 2 for me. Which I can't wait for. I'm going to get that for Christmas.
If you're interested, Google it. I'm not, so I won't.
Yeah, but you...
Alright, let's...
It's all really, really good.
Yeah,
so...
Dark Eyes... Big finish, give it a go. So, what else?
Well, I don't really suppose we've got anything else. There's been no Doctor Who on telly, apart from the proms. But you haven't seen that properly yet. So, do that another time, but give it a mention. But, nah, that's been pretty quiet in the world of television.
We watch Reign of Terror. I give that 5 Z's out of 10.
Yeah, I'd say probably about... the same.
Now, I'll say one thing about Reign of Terror. When I listen to the audio on the MP3 player, brilliant. Yeah, nice little story. But watching it in the actual televisual form, I found it really slow, really disinteresting. I found the animation quite distracting. You know, lots of sort of quick jump cuts, which don't really... And sort of lots of faces remaining still while the eyebrows and the mouths are going... hell for leather everywhere. I don't know.
The animation
didn't really work. I preferred the animation on the invasion.
Yeah. Sorry.
So, yeah, Reign of Terror.
But we are going to... What are we watching next then through Classic Who? Is it The Mind of Evil?
I don't know. It depends which one we get. I don't know. Join us in a month and see.
Mind of Evil, hopefully, because that one looks really, really good. Your birthday present.
Oh, well, thanks for spoiling that. That's marvellous. Right. Since we've got nothing to witter on any more than we already have wittered on to you, dear listener, we shall leave it there and bid you a fond and farewell adieu, with nothing left to say that if anybody wants to send us feedback, that would be lovely.
Yes.
And even at episode 10, you still have a chance to become our first feedbacker.
How dare you not send us anything?
So, you know, when in years to come this is mentioned in the same breath as the Doctor Who podcast, Radio Free Scarrow, you could say, yes, the Liberating Podcast, I was the first feedbacker ever. And come on, don't let us get to 11 or 12 without any feedback.
Please.
Just a little note.
Please.
Just a message in a bottle. A paper plate. Brick through the window. I don't know. You know, tell us what you'd like us to talk about. Tell us what you'd like to hear. Tell us what how you think we're doing. Please be nice, because, you know, he's only a kid.
Yeah,
and I've only the mind of a child, so I don't know any better.
If you do,
so with that...
We'll send you a virtual e-card saying thank you or something like that.
Yeah. Even if you just leave us a message on the Facebook page or something... That will still count. You will still be our first official feedbacker.
Shall we tell them how they can actually get in touch with us?
Why not?
Well, you can contact us through email at
liberace.com.
liberatingpodcast@live.com.
That's the liberatingpodcast@live.com.
It's liberatingpodcast, there's no name for that. Otherwise it won't work.
Oh, Lord.
Well, you want us to work, don't you?
Oh, mighty Sarkon.
You can tweet us. I'm at WillLoyd5, and you are? At GarethLoyd5?
At GarethLoyd5, yeah. You're better off with the Facebook, though, because I don't really go on Twitter a lot, you know.
I remember when you first got Facebook, you said, I don't really go on Facebook that much. Now you don't.
Yeah, that lasted about a week.
Yeah.
Okay. quick shout out for the original radio series of Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy that I've been ploughing through. Very good. You can pick it up really cheaply. If you haven't given it a listen, give it a spin. It's very nice, very funny, very clever stuff. Okay.
If you're on Facebook, you can also get us at the group, the page, and then at us. We're on Facebook as well.
Give us a look. Mad things happen.
Yeah. So, yeah, come into the group. Because the group is really, the group doesn't have that many members yet, so we really need to bump it up.
How many members does it have?
15.
15?
Yeah,
wow, you could be the 16th member.
And the first official feedbacker as well.
Think of the prestige, think of the machismo. This is your chance to be a part of history.
Your fame will
history.
Be...
history, nobody cares about history anymore.
Your loyalty will be
right,
rewarded.
And until next month. Dear listener, we hope that you have enjoyed this shambles and dreadful thrown together little show that we've done just for you.
Yes, not for anyone else, for everybody on the internet.
Yeah, because we have a spare 20 minutes for tentative, you know what to do with. So join us next month for more ramblings.
A Doctor Who classic adventure.
Maybe even a bit of news.
Yeah, we might even get some news.
News, views and reviews.
Comics. And don't forget the new feature. Who have we seen this month? That's a really good name for it, isn't it?
The most obscure one will be the most obscure one. So, there we are.
They
and it's
special badge,
goodbye from me.
Which the other person has to make. Okay, right, so I'm going to press the microphone button now. Bye!
This podcast featured Will and Gareth Lloyd. No copyright infringement is intended. See you next month.